Great ideas for new businesses don't always translate into successful businesses. There are a few things required besides the great idea. Small business development centers are set up all over the country. There are 20 in Oregon alone. They offer free services to small businesses to help them get their feet under them and walk toward success. The SBDC in Medford is adding to its services with a longer term, as in 9 months, Small Business Management Program, or SBM. Let's catch up on the usual services at small business development centers and the new offering coming to Medford. Todd Tippin is the instructor of the Small Business Management Program in the studio with me from the Small Business Development Center. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Jeff, and thank you for having us this morning.
Let's talk about the general stuff at Small Business Development Centers, because they are so numerous. How can there be so many, and how are they generally arranged?
Well, there's always a director and there's a staff underneath providing a variety of services, but the intent of the Small Business Development Centers is to help people who are not just starting small businesses, but who are also have been running small businesses for some period of time or looking to augment their businesses. They're looking to re-innovate and strategically grow their businesses so that instead of becoming a slave to their business, sometimes they can really start managing a business that pays them back for what they originally intended to go into business for.
Is there often that slave to business part of it when you're in the first initial phase and it's pretty much the mom and pop aspect?
Unfortunately, it doesn't just remain in the first phase. Many small businesses are strapped to that confinement for the entire duration of its lifespan. And it ends up ultimately finding itself in a position of having no real succession plan so that it doesn't know what to do when it's time to end. And so oftentimes they just close their doors.
So do small businesses have to become larger small businesses or medium businesses or something in order to have some level of continuity?
There's no requirement to become larger. There are oftentimes many small businesses that are very successful remaining small. And obviously it depends on the type of business as well. You're going to have a different size business if you're in a, say, manufacturing and production setting versus being an attorney or a doctor, for example. There are different requirements for running your business because of the types of services that you're going to provide. And there certainly is no requirement to become the next Fortune 500 business, going from small to large. But every small business has to go through the change that the world goes through in adapting to client preferences. And such client preferences require us to think outside of the confines of our technical box. So most people go into small business as technicians. They were working for someone else and doing a very good job at the task that they were doing, decided they could go into business for themselves so they wouldn't have to work for someone else and open their own business of types of doing whatever they're doing. And again, it can be anything from a retail store to a service provision contractor. It can be all sorts of things. But there's a lot more to running a small business than just providing the technical service. You can be the greatest roofer in the world, but that has nothing to do with running a small business. That has to do with putting roofs on buildings.
There's a much broader focus then for somebody who's going to be running a small business other than just doing the work.
Not only is it a much broader focus to manage the existing business, which is a very important facet of what they need to do, but it's also an important focus to step back or important point to step back from the business and see where the world is going and changing. If we tried to do roofing today the way we did it 70, 80 years ago, we'd probably be out of business in a lot of cases.
So it's not only keeping up with the technical aspects and knowing how to do the work, but kind of looking beyond the curve of the earth and seeing what might be coming next in any business.
Not only what's coming next, but then there's operational issues for how to manage your business currently. You're in business, you're seeing lots of clients, and you're generating lots of bills. The question is, what's happening with that money and how are you going to use that money to really be a business for you rather than just a job that you're now slave to?
We are talking to Todd Tippin, who is an instructor for the Small Business Management Program coming this fall to the Small Business Development Center at Southern Oregon University, which is actually this office is based in Medford. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So before we get into the Small Business Management Program, what is usually the most common thing somebody's going to come to a Small Business Development Center seeking? What's the top three things they might seek from an SBDC?
I think that varies by center because different centers have a longer period of time of being in existence, and so they have developed additional programs. But I think in our particular center here in Medford, its staple occupation has been to give advising sessions to people who are trying to launch small businesses, anything from a hobby business to a business they wanted to have to become more substantive somewhere in the future. And there are a number of advisors that are on staff there that are waiting for people to come in and ask them questions for helping them either conceive of their business. So we're not handing out ideas and what kind of next thing you might choose to go into business with. But when somebody has an idea of what they want to do, then we help them with all the nuts and bolts of what it takes to really be in business, to form a business, what type of formation they're going to choose, how they're going to capitalize their business, how they're going to track and record the things that are happening in their business, giving them some marketing help, helping them figure out who their clients are, how to communicate with them, how to contact them, and how to provide the service that they're intending to provide or the product they're intending to provide.
When you said hobby business at the beginning, that was about sort of a hobby that turns into a business, not a business about supplying other people's hobbies, right?
It's not a business about supplying other people's hobbies. It's really a term that's coined for someone who is really trying to start a small business that they're going to do out of their house that's not going to make a substantive living for them, but it's something they find fun to do and it will provide an additional source of income rather than a primary source of income.
Do some people come to the SBDCs then and you know, say, hey, I got this great idea for a business and this is what I think I can do and I think by 5 years I'll be doing that. And then you say, well, have you thought about this, 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 and this? And as you tick off the list, you watch their faces drop?
Almost every single time. The reality is people go into business with very myopic thinking. I want to sell this product to these people because I think it's needed in the marketplace, or I think I can provide this service in this marketplace because I think it's needed. And that's a great idea, but managing a business is so much more than providing just the product or just the service. And when you start thinking about things like risk management and liability, you start thinking about things like warranties on products and or services. You start thinking about things like whether or not you're going to have employees and the requirements for not just hiring employees, but retaining and providing for those employees, the things that are required, certainly not just by law, but would be standards that we would think would be normal, ethical, moral things to provide for another human being that wants to be employed.
Is it, the world is changing so fast with so many things now that can be provided through the internet. Is it easier to start a small business, but harder to hold on to one over time, perhaps?
The challenge with getting on the internet to do what the SBDC can do instead is you can go out in the world, whether it's the internet, books, or otherwise, and find out what somebody's going to tell you to do. I've been involved in all sorts of mentoring programs over the years, and there's a lot of people telling you what to do, but there's not really somebody there with you to take you through the steps to help you determine how to do it. And so one of the things the SBDC does very well is it doesn't just tell you what to do and then cast you out into the ocean to drift around. It actually provides the service to help you take the steps through what to do and helps you understand how to do it.
And then how long can people come back to the SBDC and keep asking for the free advice?
Theoretically, in perpetuity. There is a lot of things that a small business needs to be able to do to run very well. And we make choices on how we're going to do them. For example, we may decide we need 3 employees to help us with our business. And instead of worrying about all that stuff for employees, we're just going to hire an outside contractor to handle all the employment problems that we have. And then we discover that there's a profit loss by hiring that outside contractor versus being able to do it maybe inside. And so we then decide that we want to have an augmentation of our profits, increase the return to us as the business owner. And so we're going to figure out how to manage our employees a little differently. Same type of thing happens in finances typically. Most people don't really understand the financial workings of a business. They don't have a grasp on how to budget and forecast or develop metrics for their business to determine financial goals and objectives that they're aiming toward. Some people just get out of bed and hope the thing's going to happen. And then they have some financial things that take place, and somebody's job is to track them. So what do? They wad up a bunch of receipts, throw them in a shoebox, hand them to the bookkeeper and say, here you go. And then the bookkeeper's job is to crunch all the numbers, throw them in a computer somewhere, give them to the accountant and say, hey, file my taxes. And at the end of the year, we say, gee, did I make any money?
I think I hear you advocating a greater degree of control along the way.
Well, it's important for people who really want to have longevity in business to be more invested in the operation of their business than just the product or service that it's providing. The reality is 80% of small businesses that begin in this country fail within the first 5 years. And over the next 5 years, the remaining 20% that survived, 80% of them fail. So it's a large failure rate, and it's not because people are bad technicians. It's not because they misconceived a product or they misconceived the service. It's normally because they really don't know how to operate a small business, even though they may be a terrific attorney or a terrific dentist or a wonderful plumber or a person who is very good with customers and can sell them anything out of their retail store. Managing a business is far more than that.
Todd Tippin should know. He works at the Small Business Development Center in Medford. He'll be the instructor of the Small Business Management Program coming up this fall at the Medford-based SBDC, SBM at the SBDC. Got that so far? We'll also talk about the SBA as we go along. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Does the SBA, the Small Business Administration, put a lot of money into the Small Business Development Centers?
Yeah, if you kind of pictured this as an umbrella, they'd be at the top of the umbrella. The Small Business Administration really is the primary catalyst behind the small business development centers throughout the country. And that's why it's a nationwide program in reality. The SBA has particular goals and objectives that they have designed for what they want the SBDCs to accomplish. And what they're hoping for is that we will help people go into business, number one. Number two, develop their business so they will add employees or employment in the communities. Gain access to capital, ability to land contracts. So through various entities, we help them develop the understanding and the practices on how to go about trying to contract with either major subcontractors of the government or government entities, for example. And all of those services are provided through the SBDC, partially because the SBA does a great amount of funding for those centers.
Want to let our listeners know, too, we'll be talking directly to the SBA tomorrow in this time slot, but specifically about Revival in Reading and loans available to both businesses and to homeowners. So that's tomorrow, Small Business Administration. Right now with Todd Tippin, though, the SBM, the Small Business Management Program, is this something a bit apart from what the Medford SBDC has offered in the past?
The SBDC in Medford had a beginning program last year, so this is relatively still new for us and in its infancy. Other SBDCs around the state are very advanced in what they've been providing. That doesn't have anything to do with the sophistication or the capacities of the center, however. In this particular case, there were other priorities because of simply how they're run. Some SBDCs are tied to community colleges, and some, in our case, we're a division of Southern Oregon University. And so that creates different flows of capital and different management for the centers, and therefore had different requirements on the centers for what they would do and when. And so in our particular case, the Small Business Management Program is not going to be really anything less than they would find anywhere else. For example, I now, as the instructional advisor with the SBDC in the SBM program, I have 30 years of experience as an entrepreneur where I have not only been in small businesses and run them very successfully over the last 30 years. But I've also advised other people for a long time on how to do just the same, whether it was start a business, manage an existing business, or step back with strategic thinking and innovation and try to look how they would grow or optimize their business.
So who are the best candidates for this is a 9-month program. It sounds fairly
Correct.
Intensive. Who are the best candidates to get into the Small Business Management Program? And is this different from the other services? Is there a cost involved?
There is a cost involved. There's a $399 cost, and it includes all of the class and supplies for the 9-month period of time. It also includes a very individualistic look upon your business and advising sessions throughout the 9-month period that I'll be providing for each business that does participate. And when I say individualistic, that's because not all businesses have the exact same needs. And so it's important for me to have an opportunity to interview the people who are coming to become part of this program to figure out what their particular not only needs are, but some of them also what their wants are. There are needs for today, but there are wants for the future. And so for us to develop a program to help them not only fill the voids that they have currently, but also start taking steps toward accomplishing the goals they have for the future.
So is there a limit to the number of, I guess it's individuals? Or, I mean, are we talking, they come in as businesses or they come in as people?
Well, both. I mean, we're dealing with individuals in every case, and people are people, and all people have something that makes up their own personality and their own mystique and their own character and all of those things. So you're absolutely dealing with people, and you have to be sensitive to those particular elements. But you're working on their business and themselves, because sometimes people are in conflict with their own business, and having somebody from the outside help them realize that is a very important step in and of itself at times.
So 9 months, this is a very intensive program then, isn't it?
It is very intensive. It's very intensive for the individual because there are particular subjects for managing the business that we will absolutely be going over. For example, financial management, being able to understand the financial workings of a business, how money flows, how reports are generated, what the reports mean, and why they're important.
And so do they get a certificate or something at the end of the small business management program?
Yes, absolutely. And our goal and our vision is actually to have a tiered program where you would actually go through a variety of tiers in the small business management program. Even after 9 months, and even as intensive as this will be, there will still be more things to learn. One thing that I would encourage all small business owners to do is continue to learn. You're never going to know it all. And as things change, there's always new ideas that are going to come to you, and you don't have a monopoly on good ideas.
So never think, I got this knocked. I know what this business is all about.
No. Pride's a killer. And as soon as we find ourselves in a position seeing that we've got all the answers for all the questions, that's the beginning of death.
How many seats are you limited to? That was one of the questions here about how many people you can fit in the small business management program.
I think typically there's a dozen to 15 companies that would be part of the program. And we try not to have, certainly wouldn't allow, competing interests in the same cohort, a group of people meeting together, so that we're going to have a diversity of companies. And one of the reasons for that is part of the advantage of the small business management program versus an advising session is in the small business management program with a dozen or 15 other companies sitting there, there's a wide input of varieties coming from other people who are facing some of the same pressures and challenges that you are facing, maybe from a different perspective, but still nevertheless very similar, and we can find answers by how they've addressed some of those problems in the moment.
So just a couple seconds left here, but it sounds like you gain something by having it in a group setting. People actually learn a lot from each other, too.
There's no question that's a valuable element to the small business management program.
And when can people, what's the latest people can sign up for this October 17th start?
October 16th.
Okay.
But the reality is, as time goes on, if we fill the class, then you'd have to wait for a year to be participating.
All right. 9 months of learning how to run a small business better through the Small Business Management Program offered through the Small Business Development Center in Medford, which is attached to the Medford campus of Southern Oregon University. Todd Tippett will be the instructor of the Small Business Management Program. He's been our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Thanks for coming in, Todd.
Thank you very much, Jeff. It's been a pleasure.